they are buying some very large item and then later sending us a letter telling us about it, that anything over $150,000 per unit, meaning per item, would actually need to come to the General Assembly for legislative approval, meaning approval through the budget process. So what this would include, this would be some of our high-end boats that they would buy for the Water Patrol. It would include aircraft, and essentially those are the two big ones. This does not impact the operating cost or the maintenance stuff, but what we wanted to do is what we did not want to set up here is a process by which they felt they could circumvent the line item request on major capital purchases and believe that they could do this through the revolving fund and just notify the General Assembly after the fact. So what we did was we set the hard dollar cap on there. Anything over $100,000 that needs to be requested through a line item through the budget process. If there are questions, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
The senator from DeKalb moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Bill 236. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Grundy.
Senator from Davies, do you yield?
Do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, you said that the $100,000 would prevent the purchase of aircraft, but there are some aircraft that the Highway Patrol now fly that are probably worth less than $100,000. I just want you to know.
You're probably right.
In fact, did you take the tour up over Northwest Missouri during the flood? The flood.
I took it in the Black Hawk, so I'm not sure what. If you flew the little airplane, I'm sorry to hear that. The helicopters are much better.
The little airplane. It probably, I'd guess it was probably a $60,000 airplane.
Yep.
I just wanted you to know that.
I know the airplane you're referencing, and again, we're just trying to get to a point where what our concern is, Senator, and you've been on the budget committee and the appropriations process over here. We believe that when large purchases like this are going to be made, they need to come before the legislature, and we don't want to create a scenario where they're just telling us after the fact.
I got you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Holt moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Bill Number 236. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 1. Correction, the chair would like to make a correction. That was Senate Amendment Number 2. That was Senate Amendment Number 2 that was adopted. Further discussion on the underlying bill, Senate Bill 236. Senator from Jefferson County, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of you.
State your inquiry.
Was this substitute distributed?
It was not a substitute. It was an amendment. It was Senate Amendment Number 2.
So we are back on the original Senate Bill 236.
That is correct.
And this is one additional amendment to that bill?
Right. Senate Bill 236.
Could I inquire the senator from Grundy real quick?
Senator from Davies, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Walk me through how this is different from before. And
Yep. And
with your amendment, this wouldn't apply if the Highway Patrol had their whole fleet. This is individual watercraft or helicopters or airplanes.
So what the discussion that happened once we recessed was what we did not want to set up was a situation by which the new practice became purchasing something through the revolving fund and then notifying the legislature after the fact. So what we tried to do after discussion with the appropriations chair, what he wants to do is anything over $100,000 per item, meaning some of the
high-end boats. So then if something comes up during the interim, they would have to wait for the appropriation process the next legislative
session.
But typically,
as we talk through the different scenarios of how that may happen, when we lost the helicopter last year.
Right.
By the time the process cleared through, we got the insurance money, et cetera, there would have been time to go through an appropriations. Or, depending on timing, if it's a sensitive time issue, there's always the opportunity to do it through the supplemental budget.
Okay.
So that was the discussion post-recess.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
Yes, may I inquire the senator from Nottoway?
Senator from Grundy, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
I asked for the senator from Nottoway.
Senator, I wear many hats. I do many good things for many good people in Northwest Missouri.
Is that the thing here? You're always someone different. Always
well,
a different
county? I try to help good things happen and stop bad things from occurring. Which you have some bills that I'm pretty committed to stopping as the session moves.
Well, thank you. Thank you for noticing me as a new member.
One that got
in the minority.
To the Appropriations Committee that I'm very focused on.
Fantastic. I can't wait to discuss about this. But let's get to your amendment.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, I think this goes a little bit to, well, it clearly goes to the situation that we had recently with the airplane. I think the worst part of that situation, because there, you know, the patrol and the administration says that there was a line item there. The worst part of it was that our appropriation chair wasn't informed.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a communication issue more than anything else, more than a transfer of money or misappropriations or anything. And that is just, it's embarrassing that even happened. So I'm wondering about your amendment, and maybe the senator from Jefferson already walked through this a little bit, but does that help with this at all?
Well,
with the clear communication problem that we have?
Well, the only thing that this does, unfortunately, this what this situation did was it hurt their credibility.
Right.
And with the credibility means we are no longer going to give the flexibility that we once gave. So after discussions with the probes chair, the conclusion we came to was that the only way for them to purchase, or for any division or department, however you want to say that, to make big purchases, they have to come through the appropriate process. If they don't, the only place to go have that avenue, for lack of a better term, is through one of the revolving funds.
Okay.
Now, this chapter only opens the revolving fund for the patrol. That's why we're dealing with it now. As
because
legislation
that's where the problem
moves,
was.
But that's where this particular problem was. Although
right.
I would argue that this is good policy as we work through the rest of the year, as bills come through here that may deal with the revolving funds in a broader scope, it probably merits this same discussion. And the reason for it is, historically, any time large appropriations have been asked for, it's always been through the appropriations process.
Right.
And right now we're talking about this situation. Back in 2000... It was either 2005 or 2006. A governor of a different party asked for an appropriation on like a postage sorting machine or something like that, which the Senate removed from the. I mean, there was no confusion. They physically removed it from the budget. Said we're not buying it.
Which means, based on the priorities of the state, the Senate didn't feel that was high enough priority.
That's right.
To do it. That's what it means when we do a budget.
That's right. So after the budget was finalized, the commissioner at the time of OA went ahead and used revolving fund money to buy it anyway. And so as we talked through some of these challenges that have occurred just during the short time many of us have been here, the reality is the place that they're always using their flexibility to circumvent the desire or will or direction of the legislature
have been
the revolving funds.
Okay.
And that's why we ended up where we did, Senator.
Well, I'm wondering about your amendment because I wonder if we go back in time, if there was a communication from the patrol to the appropriations chair, to the budget chair in the House.
Probably wouldn't be here today.
Probably wouldn't be here today, which wouldn't require us to be so directive with the appropriations, as your amendment does.
Yeah, no, sir, you actually have articulated it correctly. We have, through time and trust with the patrol, we have given a lot of latitude.
Hmm?
Latitude with the revolving
right.
fund.
There are safety. There are public safety. And we
latitude
want to give
with
them
equipment. I mean, you and I have both been here where they've come and said, listen, we don't have the funding to buy a new vest.
Right.
I literally could not buy bulletproof vests.
Right.
We resolved it. We've been here during the pay fights, right, trying to get them up to speed so the turnover wasn't as high. Like, throughout the last decade, during our time in office, we have worked with the patrol on numerous occasions to advance what I believe is one of our fundamental responsibilities, which is the safety of
the public.
Safety
of our people, right.
Now, unfortunately, within the last 6 months, few months, whatever the time frame is, we've moved the other direction, where that trust, right or wrong, through lack of communication, which you have done a very good job of pointing out, has moved us in the opposite direction. So my original intent when I offered the amendment the first time was just to provide notification.
Right.
And that, and I thought, you know, as long as the appropriations chairs know, then at least we as a body know.
Mm-hmm.
As we talked through that, myself, the former budget chair from Clay, the senator from Boone, what we came to the conclusion was is this isn't a partisan problem. This
right.
isn't a problem that's just happened with this governor.
Well, you know what
this is a problem that we have dealt with through every administration.
The division of power problem.
Yep.
You know, it's this is our responsibility to appropriate.
That's right.
And them to the other branch to carry out what we appropriate.
Yep.
And your amendment is coming to remind this administration and other administrations, please follow our appropriations. We go through a little bit of process here. And you and I have had conversations of frustration when we see this General Assembly come up with a conclusion and then it's not either carried out or appropriated correctly. That's not how it should be. And
right.
and I'm the guy saying this, Senator. I'm the guy usually on the no vote, too. But if it passes this body and it passes this General Assembly, that means something. And that's the point of it. And we got to make sure. So I guess you'll probably go along with me and my bill that you're referring to in the future.
Well,
so I'll go along with you.
You're
on this
operating
one.
Under the assumption you can get it out of committee,
right? Well, you know what? You know what's great about this body is that you present ideas. It's good for the state, and you present them.
Something
and,
tells me we're going to have a lot of discussion about your ideas.
I love the discussion, and so thank you, Senator from I get to pick one, Mercer, for the inquiry.
Thank you,
Mr. President.